Just one Amtrak train runs each way daily between Chicago and the Twin Cities. Without financial help from Congress, Amtrak could shut down passenger rail service next week. That would leave cities like La Crosse with no passenger rail service. Greater La Crosse Chamber of Commerce Director Dick Grinchelik says the impact on La Crosse would be limited. Grinchelik says it's more of an image issue.
I think it is a many times a pass-through carrier. People enjoy the river valley, of course, but I don't know if we get a tremendous amount of people stopping and visiting La Crosse because of it for any length of time.
And Grinchelik says a shutdown would not adversely impact a proposed Midwest Rail initiative. That plan would bring several passenger trains through La Crosse each day. In fact, he says loss of Amtrak service could cause reevaluation that would benefit development of the initiative. La Crosse Mayor John Mettinger says the initiative might survive an Amtrak shutdown, but he's not sure.
But, you know, if Amtrak would go down, I think the message that would be sent to high-speed rail passenger advocates would not be very positive. And so I don't know if they're necessarily linked, but psychologically it seems to me that they're linked.
And 3rd District U.S. Representative Ron Kind says the initiative could be delayed and more costly if Amtrak shuts down. Kind also says the shutdown will cause more pressure on highways and airports and will mean higher costs for passengers.
It's healthier for us in the long run, especially economically, when you have a diversified transportation system that could take some pressure off from other areas. And I think we face some huge infrastructure costs when it comes to basic maintenance and operation of our airports and of our highway system in this country.
Kind says he'll vote in favor of financial assistance for Amtrak if it comes before Congress. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.